3 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for being with us. The Pittsburgh Concert Society has a young artists competition every year. And it's been, I think, 5 years now that we've been featuring the winners. And over the years, we've had marimba players and harpists and pianists and a singer or two. And today is the case where we have a vocal talent. You'll learn more about her as time goes on, but we're just going to begin by having you hear the voice of this talented soprano. She's accompanied by Corinne Atkins at the keyboard today, and here is Grace Callahan. Grace Callahan, and what a beautiful voice you have. First, can you identify what you just sang?
I sang Ahi Fields. It's from Mozart's The Magic Flute.
And I'm curious, may I ask your age?
Yes, I am 20 years old.
And you're, younger, and you decide, I want to sing opera. I want to sing classically. when does that bug bite you? I mean, what got you interested in pursuing this?
It was actually quite a journey. I first started out on piano when I was 5, and then all I wanted was a violin, and I played violin, and senior year rolled around, I thought I was going to audition everywhere to be a classical violinist. And then as I was doing my audition tapes, I decided, well, I've always liked to sing, I've taken vocal lessons, why don't I try it out? And I loved it. I loved it more than all the other instruments that I've played.
So you've been singing classically only for about 3 years?
Well, I started taking lessons in eighth grade, but I didn't start taking it seriously till about my junior year of high school. And then when I decided to try it out in college, I just wanted to see if I was able to get in. And throughout that process, I realized that, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I love it. I'll drop the violin. I just want to sing, so.
Well, that's great. What's clear watching you as you sing, how much you enjoy doing it. And I'm always amazed at the ability that operatic singers have in terms of vocal control. You're singing with such a dynamic range. It's, you know, we think that's really possible. You know, you turn things up, you turn things down, but this is a human being,
right,
you know, doing that. And it's got to take a lot of work and a lot of discipline. Who are your instructors?
I currently study with Shuru Liu at Duquesne. In high school, I studied with Charlotte Son, and those were very fun 4 years. And there's master classes and workshops with other instructors at Duquesne, so that's wonderful as well.
Terrific. And where did you go to high school?
I went to Oakland Catholic High School.
Ah, now there's a great, the Oakland Girls Choir actually transcends Oakland Catholic, but there's a great women's choir based in Oakland that is not necessarily classical singing, but I thought of that right away. They're actually due to come on in a few weeks. We want to talk a little bit about your experience with the Pittsburgh Concert Society, but why don't we have you sing your second song first. What is it?
It is O Quante Volte, and it's from Bellini's Romeo and Juliet.
Once again, this is Grace Callahan, and by the way, Patrick Doyle says hello to Grace Callahan. I promised Patrick I would say hello to her on the radio, and I have now. And I'm sure Grace says hello back to you, Patrick. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers will be coming up shortly with a full set of old-time music, so stay tuned for that. I am running the trains just a teeny bit late this morning. Here again, Grace Callahan.
Siate,
That was breathtaking.
Thank you.
That's Grace Callahan. Have you thought about, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 17 after 11. Mark Tamsula, who I see out there, will be here just a couple minutes. And have you thought about career-wise what you'd like to do? Because there's really a lot of places you can go with your talent.
Still thinking about it. I'm tossing a few ideas around in my head. I definitely want to continue with my education. The question is in what? I'm basically going to see where I am at the end of junior year, see if I think I can make it, and then I'll go for a master's, definitely. So that'd be the master's artist diploma track, and then I'd be a resident artist somewhere and continue on. Or I've been tossing around the idea ever since I was about 12 years old about being a doctor. So I'm taking my pre-med requirements, keeping my 4.0, so keeping my options open.
That's a hard schedule, I would think. I thought you were going to say locksmith, you know, or maybe some other tool
that
or technical
trade. That was my third option.
We should mention your parents are here and are very proud of you. And the Pittsburgh.
They're so embarrassed right now.
I don't think they are. And also, we've had your accompanying us, Corinne Atkins, has done a great job. And the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been supportive of you and your development as an artist. And it must have been something to enter the audition that led to your winning in the Young Artists Competition. How was that experience?
It was fun. I tried doing it when I was younger, and I did it on piano and violin. I did two, and it just wasn't my year, and I was like, I'm going to take a break. And then I came back a couple years later because I started to run out of time, because you have to be under 21. And so I decided to sing this year, and I went for it. And when I got the call, I screamed. I was so excited. I kept saying, I was like, Daddy, Mommy, I won! So I got really excited.
Well, it's nice to have those moments of joy, you know, like that. And it's got to be just tremendous. Were you nervous during the audition?
Really, I don't really get nervous anymore. I just get anxious about remembering the words and making sure that I say the right words, the right languages.
Yeah, that would
that
be
I
important.
And I don't make it up too much. So.
Have you ever written any songs on your own just to sing?
Actually, for my final musicianship project at school, I had to compose. So I composed an impressionistic short piece, and we had to put it on YouTube. It's nothing special, but it's a start. So
English or another language?
In English, I set and words from an Emily Dickinson poem to it. So
what poem?
Lain in Nature So Suffice Us. So it's a really short poem.
People are probably gonna want to look for that now on YouTube.
So
you might get a few more hits. I don't like to say go viral. I think because that's a negative. I mean, it's positive in that degree, but you know, we don't want to get viruses. So I've been trying. I think I'm going to say go ripple, you know, it ripples throughout.
I mean, I'll be happy if I have 10 views, because I think right now I have 3. So me, my partner in the project, and my professor. So it'll be nice.
Okay.
If it's a couple more.
Well, we'll get the internet on your parents' computer so they can look at it too.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure it's there. It's been so nice to have you here.
It's been fun.
Would love to have you finish up with another song if you'd like. And is there anything else you might have wanted to say that I didn't mention?
Yes, I would like to thank a few people. First off, I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You know, this is a great opportunity, and just being a part of the, you know, performing for them and the audition process and like being here today has been really awesome. So a shout out to them. Also to my accompanist, always there for me. She plays for my juries and for me the whole semester. So I get a lot of help from Corinne. Also shout out to my parents who are here. They come to everything, which is really awesome. And also to my two sisters and my niece who is in a dance recital today. So.
And what are their names?
Celeste, Audrey, and a little Emma.
Great. Once again, Grace Callahan.
Free la tortarella.
Grace Callahan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And accompanied by Camille Atkins, or Corinne Atkins, sorry, Corinne. Coming up, you're going to hear a full set, Mark Tamsula and Richard Withers after a very quick change.